Welcome to the Link Up Podcast, episode
98.
Wow, two away. Episode 98, usual suspects in the building. I play host, call me what you like. To my left, to my right, in the clean polo, I see you over there.
Yeah, we're just cooling.
I see you over there with the shades on. You flying today? Aviators on and then I see you.
No, I just chilling.
Rashad, welcome. Welcome back, Rashad.
Appreciate it.
Where you been?
You know, just around the place.
Just around the place?
Yeah, nothing too crazy.
I just here and there, hopping.
Yeah. No, and I hop in nowhere.
Yeah, you know, chipping on the road, you know what I mean?
Just chilling.
My Ferrari boy over here to the right, Chris.
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Salsa Poppy.
Yes, sir. Salsa sake. Still waiting on bottle sake. Reach up there.
Soon. Keisha, how are you, Keisha?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You look like money today, man.
Always.
You got the things out too, I see you.
You had to do that.
I see you.
Shout out to my biddy community. Love you guys. Mm-hmm. Since you want to do that.
Keisha got hard out, man. So she's leaving us soon. So we gonna thank you for hanging out with us today, Keisha. We know you were off.
This is her last show. She's never coming back.
She was off last week, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she had to renegotiate.
Why you were off last week, Keisha?
We were negotiating her contract.
Doing my thing. What?
You were negotiating your contract. You didn't want to take our money, so you're leaving last show.
No. You know, I've taken up a new hobby, taking airplanes as my new taxi. You know, hop in, hop out. Jet life.
Where'd you go?
I went to New York and also Jamaica.
Jamrock?
Yes.
What are you doing in Jamrock?
Carnival boy.
Wow. Right, she trained too.
Okay.
Whoa. You had a good time when you were recovering last week?
I had an amazing time.
You got tossed up?
Carnival is always the drill. Huh?
You got tossed up?
No, I'm a responsible adult.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anybody pick you up off the ground?
Never.
Just ask you that.
Well, I mean, toss up as in two drill.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
One thing about me, I cannot take embarrassment.
Mm. You didn't want to be on, what's the Jamaica mall road?
The Star.
The Star? You don't want to be on a Star, turn up, twist upside down?
No, thank you. Did you not see the sights on the road? I didn't know what to do.
Oh, yeah, we saw one of them. Yeah, one of them made the group chat.
Exactly.
That string was missing.
Oh, my God. I forgot about
that
girl. You
know, she walked across me in the parade, and I promise you, she never looked like that. It was just sitting on it, like, but.
It was sitting on it.
Yeah, like.
Did you see that?
Boy.
Let me introduce my other guest real quick. This one kind of, this is weird, man, just because, like, we go back so many years. And now he's kind of in the news again. So it's kind of good to have him agree to join us and sit in for a little bit. Shout out to Tyson, bro. What's up, Tyson?
Right, yeah, man. What you saying?
What you saying? Y'all understand? Yo, we going to talk about this show, but I just got to ask this question real quick. What type of mangoes did you take?
Huh? What type of mangoes did you take?
Yeah, what type of mangoes did you take, that girl, bro?
All different breeds.
That was my question, man. Was it green mango? Were they ripe mango? Because she looked really hyped about that, like.
Oh man, they were the right type, man.
They were the right type.
Hey, the green mangoes, you got that with the seasoning?
With the sauce, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to marinate that. That's the best.
You understand? Yeah. So we'll come out to that. So yeah, Keisha dipped on us. She went to Jamaica Carnival. She was living her best life. Biddies was out and all that. I saw the videos. You saw that girl come through with a little thong that was missing. You didn't even say nothing to her?
The reverse.
Nah, because I want to know
the reverse thong.
Another jurisdiction. I must go now. Who am I to tell the woman? She come out in her clothes, confident. Who am I to tell her?
All the time. So her clothes didn't come off. Or?
No. So for anybody that doesn't know, for the thumbnail, give context.
No, you cannot.
There was a lady in Jamaica Carnival who had a photo taken of her, and it was circulating. I think a video too. And she was wearing what looked like a yellow swimsuit. Mm-hmm. And the front of it.
Well, baggy.
No. It wouldn't have been so bad, Papa.
The exact opposite.
You ever see flossing your teeth?
It was pulled up between.
In the front like that.
Oh, well, she knew what she was doing, man.
She had it out.
Yeah, man. She knew what she was doing. She was fishing.
Yeah, I thought she was advertising it. She was tossing it up.
She was capturing something for the night.
It clearly did not fit. It needed to be a size up. It did not fit her, hence why it, you know, was sitting.
I guess you wash it.
And she can't was even really she was
D
also
has it
wearing
as a screen saver.
Not
what?
Wearing leggings.
Wow, D had that picture ready to go. She's like, yeah, this is one of my favorite photos of Carnival.
She just didn't have proper Carnival etiquette. She was missing her stockings, you know.
And all y'all girls saw her and didn't say nothing. That's what.
At that point, what do we do?
It's talking.
And who am I to walk up to her and what am I going to help her
give
with?
Give her some feathers or something?
I never had nothing to give her, so.
What is it called? Backline? I don't know. Give her some. I don't know.
Why do you have to wear stockings at Carnival?
For that reason. Because you see how her thing.
But like that's actual like real etiquette?
Yeah. You can. It will help your, what you call it, your costume stay put.
Oh, yeah. I never know.
Had I not wore my stockings, I would end up like her.
Oh.
My kid is too fat, so it will bite everybody.
Look at the Seamus commercial, bro. Look at the commercial. Look at that. Yo, since you're talking about commercials, though, get your Carnival tights from Wendy real quick. You know what I mean? Wednesday, 3, 4, 5, Carnival tights. Don't get on the road and don't have no coverage, you know what I mean?
I'm waiting for the new merch, too, boy.
What would I?
The OTS, the wristband.
Yo, y'all full of shit. Because all know we're not getting the Mindset collection. If you're an OG listener from day one,
that's true.
All know
it relaxed them.
Yeah, coming soon, like a Drake album coming soon.
No, when he got launch it with his
but when it drop
with his political career, it's one in one. Remember, we got things working in the background, right, Rashad?
Yeah, we're on it soon. Drop one. Me and Chris collaborating though.
Yeah. All right. You know. Okay. All right, Jesus coming out too.
You're just a hater.
He is. Don't play with that, you boy.
Since we did two, shout outs to one KY one clothing, bro, because he got something coming too. So he got something for me. So I'm gonna shout outs to one. All right, April 19th, new collection drops.
Just pure April
19th.
Yeah, April 19th.
Okay,
that's okay with you.
That's fine with me.
Get y'all shit together.
If
you
want to send me a hoodie to wear on the show, I'll wear it.
Nah, I hear this one.
Yeah, I want to send us some merch.
Send us some merch. Yeah. Yo, why you have on shades, bro?
you asked me this before and you asked me again.
Yeah, I don't know if we were recording then, that's why.
No, that's I just choose to have.
I'm gonna go to you first, bro. Let's recap real quick. It's been a while, I haven't seen you guys. Speaking of road, one of our spots is in the news.
What place is that?
Vine and Clap.
The place you
Wine
know?
And Clap. That one I call it.
Wine and Clap. You done, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Stan.
R.I.P. to the legend, bro.
Who's that?
Vine and Top.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was a good time.
Wait, is it actually confirmed that they're leaving?
It's not,
okay.
It's not. Sunday still, you know. They still do stuff.
It's the audacity for me.
So where we at? So yeah. Vine and Top made the news. Obviously, the headline got the attention. Asking for $1.2 before they leave, kind of like
$1.2 million,
sticking them up. You know what I mean? I respect the.
So they got a letter from the landlord saying that they had to vacate the premises due to complaints, multiple complaints. Vine and Tap said, "Nah, you want me leave? You pay me out."
Oh, I guess too, because I guess the lease is they had a couple more years left on the lease.
Yeah.
All right, because I think people be wondering too, like where they get that figure from, but obviously that's.
It don't matter. That's what she wants.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Nah, but you have to have some basis of, you know, what my potential revenue loss, mm-hmm. moving, furniture, all that, blah, blah, blah.
Well, it would probably be from revenue for the duration of her contract.
Exactly. So when I saw 1.2, I was like, oh, okay. I see you there, Vine. I see. All right. How you feel, bro? I know that's one of your big things. You know, promoter extraordinaire. We had some really good nights there, good times there.
Yeah, well, good time.
You had some good nights there?
Me?
Yeah. You said we?
Yeah, I mean, I may have frequented it before.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Nah, I had good times there, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, it was a good time.
You don't see some docile? You sound kind of like it's end of an era?
I could. Like, you know, it was a good time. Like, I realized the promo cup thing, not really my thing.
It's tough.
Yeah. Too much comes with it. And yeah, no, I could.
That's another thing too. When you read a complaint, you read the allegations of how they broke the lease or allegedly broke the lease. It's kind of hard to beat them. Short, like they're looking like Diddy right now.
You see how the man dressed? He's staying clean now.
Oh yeah, he look a little
clean now. He out the Vine and Clap business now.
He look a little
clean
like
now.
Boat life, you know what I mean? Just need the shoes. Oh, you got it. Yeah, just,
yeah. He got his
shoes. I still do the Sundays though.
Yeah,
I don't know, but.
So you think
Sunday is completely different.
So right now, just waiting until I guess something's figured out. Isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
So we still can go there for now.
Yeah, you can still go.
All right.
Are they still having gentlemen's night up in there?
What is gentlemen's night?
He said, huh?
I only know about the Sunday night.
As your attorney,
You never saw the videos of the.
Oh, that was a special night, though.
Oh, that was
the distinguished
Friday.
Young ladies.
Yeah, that was good. I would.
No, that was.
Oh, you were there.
That was a Thursday. That was not a
Friday. Sorry, that was Thursday. You trying to get a good
you
Friday.
They're closed off for real.
Sorry. That was a Thursday.
They were making it drop on Good Friday. You hear that?
This all the hours were starting.
Chris, stop spreading propaganda.
They shut down before that one. Granted, I wasn't there, but
I was going to go that night.
No. You should have.
Oh, you went to the bank and got a couple of bands of ones.
Yeah, he must have heard about it, man. Because I never got the memo.
You go to the other spot, man. You take your debit card.
That's how you used to get the ones back in back room, yeah. Take the debit card, be like, yo, I need some. Yeah. But then they would charge you a fucking
service fee.
A service fee.
Speaking of strip clubs, like in the States, like, because, you know, they have, like, I guess, covert names and shit for the ATMs or for the establishment. Get your statement a day later, a week later. Where the hell is this? I haven't gone to this. You got to check the time, check the amount. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what that was.
That's what I was. And Ryan Bach, okay, yeah. Keisha, ignore us.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm not smart with
I wonder if OnlyFans is the same thing.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
That I want to get catch.
Because, like, if you just, like, on OnlyFans and you just, like, get your bank statement and say OnlyFans, does it do that?
I think at the very beginning, me and Vic ran an experiment once.
Shout out to the girl from came on. She had OnlyFans. Yeah. Actually, there's a couple of girls got OnlyFans. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there that teacher?
It's like, no,
Wasn't there that teacher from CIS?
Oh, I had heard about her, yeah, but I don't know.
She had a little thing running.
This way they don't have none because I'm not chatting them. This way they don't want none to have.
But how you doing?
I mean,
it's in the bio.
If you go and put it out there to the public on the internet, I mean, what do you expect to happen?
That way I don't have one on a chat to Ross much.
Oh, so you would
I know
be on there?
Of course, I know what to get to the Tuesdays, all kind of thing, but on a chat to Ross much.
But you don't need
you don't need to put your face in it.
Yeah, but I have certain characteristics about me. For example, see? Oh, you can see that is me.
Got a little title on him. This feels like a sexual harassment case. Let's move it along real quick. Yeah, move it along. The biddies want to know.
Hey, she might hit us like how they hit... the guy, I don't want to say his name still.
But who?
Edit point.
No. Edit it. Oh,
it was all jokes and fun at first. Man, yeah. No, you offended. You trying to retire early. Nah, come on.
One joke, 2 minutes.
I'm not got no money, gimme.
See?
Your airboard gone quiet.
So he said then it's free harassment.
So if you broke, you can get off the harassment. It's like when you print it, when you look good, you can flirt. It's not sexual harassment.
It goes from.
If you're ugly, then it's.
Vic, ease me up.
All right, yeah, got you. So yeah, shout out to Vine and Top, trying the thing. I respect the hustle. You want me to dip? I'm not gonna dip just easy like that. I broke my lease or whatever. Just pay me out. Let's at least take it to court. Let's litigate. In the meantime, I get to stay open, mm-hmm. and make a killing on Sundays.
Yeah, and
shout out to the after brunch crowd.
Yeah, that 1.2. Yeah, that. Yeah, that justifies.
But
that's what I figured, because people see the number and be like, on some she crazy or what, but it's like, nah, they
it justifies
projected revenues.
Question: but do you think like any other person will allow them like to come on their premises to do business, like to reopen? Do you think she'll try to reopen?
You mean like the brand Vine it up? Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. It would be able to move somewhere else. Granted, I do think it would need to rebrand.
Brand,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough.
But in regards to that plaza, I don't think they put in anything like that.
Yeah, again, yeah.
And to be fair, when I read the complaint too, it was like, you know, it was a different business at the time when they first signed the lease. They sold the business two years in. Mm-hmm.
Well, not really. It's only because Vine and Top now decided to throw parties. The other place was just open, wasn't making money. That's why they sold it. It was a nice spot. It was the same.
They were serving food and thing though too.
No,
they were making sandwiches.
I thought
first opened Yemen.
Because they had like a little wine room around the side that no one really ever went into. Yeah. And
that's
so,
why they probably sold it.
Because they
had like a barista there, like a really good barista in there.
So where the karaoke room is now, that was a wine room at the beginning. And then when they sold it, they closed that up, turned it into the karaoke room, opened the other side, and
all right.
Cool. Back to station then.
Station closed.
I heard rumors that they were going to revamp it and reopen.
station has been.
That's why I'm saying I heard rumors that whoever got it going to revamp it and reopen.
I mean, the thing is, there's a need for it.
A need for
what, a
bar?
You know who have the land right behind it?
No.
You don't know who billing all?
Oh, you're talking about Big A?
Mm-hmm. ALT, I think.
Yeah, that's why I say Big A.
Oh, well, I have a real uncle named Big A.
Oh,
please,
okay.
Don't disrespect him.
There's
a real Big A ranking.
No, my son, Big A.
He's Big A.
Oh,
I know. I thought he said Big A.
I know you got all the rich uncles, man. This is the other one.
Okay.
Speaking of rich.
Yeah, so he have it. So do I think he's gonna
open
it back? Hell no.
Like getting bulldozed down for that plaza.
Yeah, that's gonna be parking.
That parking lot.
Precisely.
It's gonna be parking for my commercial complex. You were saying something more rich?
And I missed the segue, so.
I didn't, my boy.
Oh, I just want to say something real quick. I can't wait for the Tim Hortons to be open.
What is the big hype?
You can get some Timbits. The Timbits.
What are they good for?
They're mini.
You never been Canada before?
No, I haven't.
That's crazy. Well, you get them with a cup of coffee.
On the jet set.
You set. Breakfast.
Tim is like, well, he's a breakfast.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, we got fake Starbucks here. Because if you go Starbucks in the States, it's true. Whoa. If you go Starbucks in the States, they got everything on the menu. Down
the thoughts
here,
and views of this podcast and opinion.
No, fuck that. It's the truth. They literally have 5% in the menu here in Cayman. So Timmy's don't have a whole, the bar is low. Timmy's, you can destroy that.
No, but
if you got a whole building to yourself, there better be a drive-thru. Just, you know, there better be a drive-thru.
Yeah, you gotta have a drive-thru.
As long as they have the Timbits and coffee, I'm perfectly fine.
No, I need
that'll
my breakfast
my
sandwiches.
Every morning. And they have the breakfast sandwiches too.
You gonna leave Hurley's, bro?
If I go and leave Hurley's?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
Hell yeah. I have
to support locals.
This is my Hurley's for 30 episodes.
Hurley's lunchtime and dinner time.
Oh, okay.
If I make it in time.
Okay.
But I thought you went there for the Arctic saltfish.
No, I... Listen. I don't really eat ake that often. I eat it like once every 3 months.
Yo, we're talking about food already, though.
No, but he brought it up, so I just want to make that known. Like, I only eat that like once every 3 months.
Victor's so opposed to talking about food, yo.
Because you already know how that'll go once you open the can of worms, then.
I talked about Tim Hortons. Sorry, we can
move. Let me move on.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, your segue was real rich. You talking about TV?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go. Let me segue again. Go ahead. Let me hear where you were going with it.
No, that was your take.
That was me.
You're
to
the
do
host.
It.
Right. You have the list in your mind, in your hand.
All right, let's get into it, man. last week, I guess TV shows took the island by storm. A lot of mixed reviews, some good, some bad. We have been waiting on the show for almost a year now, I wanna say. Cause we had a guy who was a part of the production crew.
Wasn't it 2?
No.
Filmed it 2 years ago, no?
No.
Last year?
A year.
Last year.
Oh.
Well, I mean, we have the person here. We could just ask them.
I saw some little clips of Night Carnival there, you know.
I saw it.
Well, they were skin out Night Carnival, boy.
They had some nighttime carnival promotion thing. Some random carnival thing where you get dressed up in town.
That's not random. Our friend on the scene.
You didn't go to it?
When I say random, it's not like for the season of carnival.
That's in March. That's the warm-up. Yeah. We got to get you prepped.
I think it was some warm-up something.
Yeah, that's him. That's the warm-up one. That's to get you prepped.
They had the film crew out there?
Yeah.
You knew?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they had asked you for the link over. They had asked you for the link over. They had to sign an NDA.
Yeah, I had to sign something, but they just wanted to come in, you know, catch some footage at Night Carnival. I was like, well, yeah, as long as you guys stay out of the way, that's fine.
Did you ask them cut a check?
No, because I did initially, and then I got some fight, and I was like, you know what?
Promoting your scene,
yeah, it's like it going to promote the thing. So
tell the truth, you didn't think that's it was gonna get picked up, huh?
What,
the show?
No, I didn't really care. It wasn't about any of that. I just literally, because I try and put on an event, and the things they were initially asking for, I was like, nah, that's a bit too much. Like, you guys going to get in the way, and then the patrons, I like the patrons that come, they already hate when they see everything 3, 4, 5. Imagine big fucking cameras at the party.
Oh, they wanted to be all over the carnival?
Like, initially, those are some of the conversations that were had. And I was like, hey, as long as you guys stay out of the way, like, I'm fine. Come do your thing. And that was it.
Okay.
So, yeah, they came, had some people that came early, signed some stuff. And, yeah, I guess we'll see if any more makes it. But who knows?
Oh, it's going to make it. I saw the commercials one. The episode dropped last week after waiting a couple months. And people had some watch parties. Obviously, the cast and crew here have been heavily promoting it. It's been all over the IG, A lot of articles have been coming out, Us Weekly, New York Post. So we know one of the...
Every stuff are? New York Post and thing?
Yeah. Well, they have a real machine behind it. You could tell. Mm. I'm going to start with the star of the show, her loss situation with her husband, ex-husband. Mm. You would see certain media houses promote it or talk about it and write articles. Mm-hmm. And
Who's the star of the show? Sorry.
It's Elizabeth Chambers.
She was married to Armie Hammer.
And then Frank was like front and center too. So I was thinking like he must have had some links.
No, I thought you had a little cameo. It was just a cameo one.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I guess so, maybe. I kind of felt because he has the Hollywood links.
Mm-hmm. You got to hear. He looked like a fucking Bond villain. He looks like... All right. I thought you were
Bond. Never coming on this show,
my
no.
Bad. But so, yo, Tyson, bro, welcome to the show. Good to see you. Go ahead, give a fake clap, Keisha.
There we go.
The biddy's in the building. All right. All right, first of all, did you watch the show?
No, bro, and I watch it.
So, how in the hell can you not watch the show, bro? You know you're on it. You did the filming. It's been coming out for months. You've heard all these stories. It's finally here. Why? What's the thought process behind not watching it? I know you got money, so you can. You got Hulu.
No, man.
I know you got
honestly,
money.
Honestly, I would kind of wait until everything laid out there.
Yeah.
And just...
Oh, binge it.
Okay. You're a Netflix guy. You like to just watch all episodes one time.
I don't got patience for this for the kind of things I hear and on top of that. You understand?
Okay.
So I rather discuss things with my legal advisor and we just decide to wait till everything finished before we take a real interest.
Oh, you don't like what you've heard so far?
I don't like misleading information. I don't mind anybody talking the truth, which is the obvious. But anything misleading that people just choose to fabricate, no, that's a different story.
So what was your impression then before the show when you signed on?
My impression or my reason for doing it?
The impression they gave you versus what they put out there.
When they first brought the idea to you.
Give me no impression. My baby mother is the one that come approached me. She said, look, the show coming down and I could be a part of it. And they say they want show us getting back together, fixing things. So that's when I say, all right, cool. Actually sounds like I'd be down for that still. But let me think about it. Because, you know, I had a lover. I just wanted things to work out, especially for my youth. So that was my motive.
We can't give no spoilers then, can we?
Yeah, we can. But every time he pauses, I just want to interject and say, you understand?
Can he get it on a shirt?
Yeah, get some merch.
Hey, understand?
So how long were you and your ex-partner together for before you got that call?
No, man, we weren't together during that, Blitz.
Y'all weren't together? So I wanted to say that because I watched the episode and it was a point in one of the first scenes. I don't know if you can put the first scene, but maybe just...
Rashad clean lock bridging.
Oh, it locked up. You got the nuke codes on it.
Yeah, man, we weren't together, man.
It was one situation where y'all were walking random. And I think she pulled your shirt or something. Or she wet your shirt with the flower. At the y'all went to the Botanic Park.
Oh, when she like violated the flower there.
She violated the phone, yeah.
I was looking at that thinking, like, are she allowed to do that?
But she did something to your shirt, and I was like,
I don't know.
I knew that look as a Mondo. He over her, but this they not hopping together. This is,
no, man, we
doing this
together,
for Kim?
Bro. We weren't together. She would call me with randomly whenever she would be drunk, and then that one time I would go and check her. You know what I mean?
No, there's a joke to be made there, but I'm not going to make that joke.
Other than that, then I would never link her still. I would be by myself. Huh?
So how long y'all were broken up for before you got the call?
That was about four months.
Because
we had like something in place where we weren't supposed to have no contact with each other unless it discussed the youth. You understand? So we had a court order in place. Mm.
Fair enough.
So I put that in place so I can make sure I get my little time, my free space, no harassment or nothing like that.
Yeah.
And then every now and then she would call and, you know, I wouldn't say anything. I'd just go running back there. Simple as that.
So when you entered the show, did you like have the mindset that you actually did want to try to work it out for, you said, the sake of the child
I had loved the girl, Yana Blitz. I want to work things out.
Right. You understand?
Yeah.
Kill him.
Chill, make it
He hard. Said Blitz first, so he opened the door.
For me.
So like I said, that was my motive. My impression was to go there, based on what she told me, was to go and work things out.
Right.
But it's only after certain little episodes and thing, I start catch on to a different little
vibe. Did you feel that she was genuine with that?
No.
She wasn't genuine about getting back together?
It felt like, to me, it felt like she wanted to portray me as a certain person. So nobody now can come in say, like, I want Tyson. You understand? That was her way of trying to feel some dominance.
Women so sneaky, bro. But in the same breath, though, she kind of gave you a little promotion still.
No, but she...
The producer asked how the sex was, and... she almost passed out, bro. Unless she was doing it for the cam, but she... They gave you some stripes. I'll say this. You came off as one, a good father. I think as people we watched it with, they was talking about, you know, you were your kid. And then also the second was, I guess your sex is good because the way she carried on herself. Okay. So you got a little commercial off. You got a little promo. You know what I mean? It wasn't too bad. You weren't paid to do the show?
No, bro. I wasn't paid. I didn't do it for the money. I did it for the purpose of getting back together.
Were any of them paid?
Yeah, they were paid.
Okay.
They were paid. Like the main cast number paid still. Yeah. I know a large sum of money, but they were paid.
So... I mean, I don't know what, because like you were heavily featured in the first episode.
They needed a bad guy, you know, bro. They needed somebody.
But they didn't make you look like the talking bad about Hulu. Guy.
Yes, they did. They absolutely did.
Yeah,
they did.
Not them.
I had people messaging me like, yo, we team Tyson over here.
Listen.
But that not means, making him the villain.
But what I'm saying was.
Everybody on top of that show. Nobody of them never liked me, you know.
Right.
So this is how I know. So I start catching on to certain things. They say, all right, they try and put man against the wall, you know. But true, so I wasn't drinking. It wasn't going to come out of my character. So that was it, everybody, you know. I was sober the whole time.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying you attended parties.
They try to tell me, go and bring up these certain things. And I say, I'm not doing
it. Doing that, yeah.
So they will go poke the beer somewhere else now. Mm-hmm. And then they will come and bring it up. And then they will put me in a corner to bring it up and talk about it.
You're talking about the producers?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to say that too, because a lot of times people think that it's not scripted, but it's definitely scenarios that are sort of encouraged to get the
like
best.
Like the party scene, for example, when he first walked in, that you could tell was set up to put him in front of whoever that was. That guy, you must have don't talk to him. I could see that right away.
Let me see if this plays real quick.
This is queued up from
Casper
the beginning.
Gave you some props too.
Yeah.
Casper, cool.
You can hear that?
No. Turn it up.
Can't hear nothing, no.
He got it muted.
He was very much. Yeah, just can't hear it now.
It's turned it on. I think we're relaxed.
I heard some parts, just now they must have gone.
Are they the ones you were telling me that it's always two of them together? Like lovebirds?
Yeah.
That's pretty romantic. In the day, I'm a mom. I'm changing nappies, I'm making dinners, I'm giving the kids 50,000 snacks. But sometimes I want to be taken care of.
Yo, he really didn't watch this shit before.
Knows exactly how to do that. Look. So weird.
So apparently you can use this to wash your hair, you know?
No.
Yeah, as natural shampoo.
So weird. I saw it on Instagram. Like, these ones aren't very squeezy.
What's the main reason you like checking it out on Instagram? Hey.
Dating somebody on island is hard.
That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, I saw his face. That face. I knew he was tight.
They cut out a little bit.
Yeah, you could tell.
They cut out a little bit, yeah.
They cut out a little bit, okay.
What are you doing, man? You're getting this thing all over me.
But you could tell from your face that was your reaction.
Bro, I knew he would have gotten a ride home with somebody else the way he looked.
all of them things, she was acting. I didn't like it still. I felt uncomfortable a lot of times. You understand?
Because I saw that too.
I could feel it. I like things organic, you know. Mm-hmm. So even when we were going there, that they wanted me to reenact a certain thing from a previous visit. And I said, no, I'm not doing that because that was then. I did that already.
What do you mean a previous visit?
Like I took her there before, you understand? Her and my son.
So they was like, oh, we know this is a potential scene. Let's go film this.
So they wanted me to go hug trees and this. And I said, I'm not doing that because I did that already. But, you understand?
This is why I couldn't be a reality TV star.
Fuck yeah, David. I said, I'm not doing it unless it's organic. So don't tell me if I do something if I don't want to do it. Simple as that.
And you're not paying me.
Well, I'm not worried about no money. I just, I don't like when people tell me what to do. Yeah. I'm no puppet. You understand?
You understand? I was trying to catch it before you did. So I guess you have been getting a lot of feedback, I guess, from people and family, friends.
I get some random little feedbacks here and there. You know what I mean? Nothing really negative so far from... Mm-hmm.
From what I
could understand still. Mm. Nothing more than, I guess, the misinformation. I had make a post one day when Cause you know, I like teach. I like put things on a little positive. You know, when I see negative come out, you know. So I see where Courtney must have called me some red flag. So I make a little post about walking red flag. That's me. You see me?
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's why you came dressed in red today.
maybe. I got played a part. You understand?
Man, is a red flag. A walking red flag. So I guess too, we live in Cayman where people probably wouldn't say that shit to your face anyway though. If they did have like a negative or a bad problem with stuff.
Hey, people entitled to their own opinion, you know. Yeah.
So I guess no more reality TV for you in the works?
But yeah, now my first and on the top of my list.
Yeah.
I actually got something in the works that I've been low-key working on. So that'd be the closest thing to reality TV. It's like a documentary.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the documentary, we can discuss it now or is it too early to talk about it?
We can clarify everything on the show too, you know. You understand? We can get that out the way and then we can move on.
Okay.
Since we're on one topic.
Okay. Going back to that, I mean, I guess
that's a hot topic, you know, people didn't want to know what's going on.
Oh, I'm
gonna
get on that then. The CMR stuff, bring up the past. Yeah. Okay. So, I guess your first thought when you heard that she called you a fuckboy. What was it? She said, fuckboy kryptonite.
Who called him that?
Yeah, I don't remember.
There wasn't a Courtney.
Fuckboy. Playboy, man. Nah. I heard playboy. And I heard nothing about fuckboy.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, I think so. I don't. I gotta bring it up.
Yeah. Oh, my bad.
You gotta come.
Nah, he got a Hulu with ads.
There was a point. Oh, okay. I don't know
if I'll get in trouble, but I have the episode downloaded. If you want, just play it straight without.
But you
noise.
Can't get in trouble because it's international. That's okay.
He a bootlegging one, so
like, unless you had like the ones, life. Unless you had the ones in that area, that's a different story.
Yeah. Yeah, but we might as well do that.
We got him two more.
This had like 100 ads.
I told you, you gotta upgrade the plan one.
Yeah, so. Nah, I don't use this. I just got it to watch this.
Yeah. I never had no ads with mine. I watched mine on my phone.
I own. Did you use the VPN?
Yeah.
Were you connected to the States?
Yeah.
Oh, I on that, and I get in pure fucking.
No, ads. I watched the episode straight, nothing. With
add
no
five
ads, nothing.
Add five out of
six. So you're doing the one episode?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing weekly.
I thought he would. Okay. I thought he would mess with me and say he didn't
so
watch
next
it.
So next one.
No, he genuinely not watching.
Yeah.
When?
Yeah.
Next week. I mean, tomorrow.
Should be tomorrow. Should be
yeah. Every week. Every week. Yeah. Mm. Every
so
week.
It's tomorrow on that channel. Or which it's Tuesdays on that channel. Whatever that channel's called, free something.
Freeform.
Yeah, and then the following day on
it
Hulu.
It airs on Hulu. Mm-hmm.
Just in case you ever want to watch it, Tyson.
he said he's going to binge it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but it got to be done first.
Yeah. And then so you heard him speak at all right now? I mean, obviously besides for the kid.
Say that again.
Do you hear talk? Like, how's the relationship now?
And I try to keep things as limited as possible. Emails only, bro.
Oh.
Unless it's an emergency, don't call me.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to figure out where. I got a toxic fam.
Mine say you say you were a slave to it too. Like she call and you just run back in the day.
Love make you do some stupid things, you know.
That's a fact.
Hands up.
You understand? So,
everybody.
Just
took me a little longer time to come to a realization that, you know, it's just a waste of time.
So you say you stopped drinking during that period of time?
Yeah. I've been about 7 months, you know, going on 8 months.
And what made you, like I said, just come to that life decision to do that?
Because I multiple there. Things, bro.
You obviously wasn't going to be violent, top.
No, I've been there once. I had to be drunk for that. But so, no, after my brethren, they did off anything. I change up anything, man. Jonathan Lewis, the one that drowned out there by Rampant.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Okay. Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah. So after that, no, I went on another drinking spree, and I ended up falling asleep on the sidewalk and... Good thing one of the bartenders, them know me, and she picked me up. She said she dropped me by the condo, and I say, you know what? That's it.
Yeah.
I message her, I say, yo, thank you.
You cold turkey? Stop?
That's it. Cold turkey, I just started doing ice baths every morning, going to the gym, changing diet, boom.
Yeah, just hit play because Vic was spreading false news.
Hitting his false news. All right, make it stop
just
this.
Play, bro.
Make I stop this again and watch the ads come back.
Just hit play.
About 7 years, I'm her closest friend. I was actually there the night.
He didn't have it set up.
Bro, I had it at the spot.
No, you
Claire,
didn't.
Don't yes, even think about it. I tried to explain to her he's a bit of a playboy. Actually, he's a lot of a playboy. Tyson is a walking, talking, red flag, times 100. What about just totally turning off anything physical?
I've tried is the problem. No, no. Sounds crazy, but that's how attracted I am to him.
It's called boy kryptonite.
See, she did say it. See, she did say it.
Chels is a little traumatized when it comes to Tyson.
It's more than that. It's more than that. The man would literally show up with mangoes for me. That was romantic to me.
She says all the time it's that Caribbean man thing, and I think it's got her a little cuckoo.
Chelsea, how good is the sex?
Oh, is it hot in here?
We're not doing
that
we're
promo,
not
boy.
Accepting produce.
Okay.
Listen, at the end of the day, I get it. He is a Caymanian man, and I'm not painting them all with the same brush because there's some amazing ones. But Tyson has a reputation for a reason. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Tyson and I do have an on-again, off-again kind of relationship. Tyson admitted to cheating on me, which was a tough pill to swallow. I was pregnant with Tyson's son, and he revealed to me that there was 5 other women. It's a very, very crappy thing to have to deal with.
When somebody wants to love you right, they do. Like, how far are you willing to go again? Like, are you gonna pop up with...
Yeah, you know she lying, bro. She said 5 to him. It wasn't 5, Tyson. Tell the truth.
No, I'm telling you the truth, fam. Look at what she doing. She counting the 2 girls that are with when she first met.
Right? Woman mafia, girl mafia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, wait.
I can tell you how it is. The 2 girls are with when she first met me.
Okay, that's 2.
The one that I actually did cheat on her with during our relationship.
That's 3.
And the 2 after we broke up.
That's 5, bro.
Yeah, exactly. So come on now, should I count the ones that she were with right before and right after too?
Okay.
Because that would equal us up or probably give her 1 on top.
Yeah.
But you understand? I could be that kind of way and be like, no, you did all of them, man. Eh?
Yeah.
Just be realistic.
So when you and her got together, obviously it doesn't look like you and Courtney are friendly. Were you and Courtney ever like cool during that relationship?
No. I would never chat to any of our friends. Only one friend I was cool with still.
Were they on the show?
No.
Okay.
No, she would.
Courtney and her really friends though. That's kind of.
But so many times she would come back and tell me, say about how her and her had fall out and this and that. So I don't know. What girls call friends these days, you know.
Yeah.
Has to be chatting about them right behind their back.
Yeah. Be under the comments, bestie, good girl. Yeah.
All the dirt that she come and tell me about Courtney and thing. I'd be like, well, boy, I would never know that, but okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So what kind of mango you say it was, no? It was all the different types?
All different breeds, bro.
All different breeds. Mine got it done off the mangoes. And you saw what she said, she was hot in here. I got to feel good, man. That's some good promo for you, boy. At the end of the day, you just got to focus on your son.
But that's all they're doing. That's all they're doing. That's all they're concerned about. No business about anybody else. You go in. Anybody that really know me would tell you what kind of person I am still. What I dip on, what my main focus is. And it has nothing to do with whatever I used to be in.
But we're looking for the rest of the episodes to come out, so we might be in touch again.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Yeah, man. Well, I open book, and I tell you the way it is.
Did you do, like... I'm just asking because you were heavily featured in this first episode. Do you think that, like, did you do, like, a lot of filming? Do you think you're going to be pretty much throughout all of them?
Well, from what I've seen so far, there's other scenes, that are coming out.
So did they...
I don't know when or how, and I don't know how long the planning put me through it, but...
So did the producers try to, like, because you said that, you know, you weren't drinking, so that's why you didn't really compromise yourself, but did the producers kind of try to get you to... participate in the drinking or anything?
No.
Or they just set the scene. It was like, okay, here's
when
alcohol.
People a certain look, people get it.
Yes, sir.
No, I don't play games like that. I give people, like, I tell you once, and then after that, I could tell you a different way.
That's why them boys didn't like you at the party when you pull up to the pool party.
Oh, yeah, bringing that up right now. No. I got that one queuing up right now. Yeah, one.
They was like, I don't like him. Okay. All right.
Business about them, they're not doing nothing for me.
A lot of mercy.
I probably fucked the girl. Who knows?
You understand?
Well, you definitely didn't fuck one of their girls because I don't think he...
What?
Oh, God.
How would you know? Come on. You were there?
What I'm saying is I don't think he is interested in girls.
Oh.
Come on.
Stop breaking the stuff in the studio, Richard.
couple extra cups of sugar in that.
Yeah.
I'm just...
saying is putting it out there.
You know, the best part about this too, though, is that I enjoy knowing that Chris likes reality trash TV.
This is
so you know he would just eat it.
He love that shit. Right, he be fronting on us sometimes, but he'll disappear for a weekend and just catch up on two seasons. Stuff,
yeah. That's BS. I'll tell you the only show that I've watched from front to back, which I love, two seasons now, is the what's it called? Yeah, Famous African Rich or whatever. Famous Rich and African.
Oh yeah, I watched
it. I love that show. That show is fire.
It was good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only reality TV that I watch now.
Oh wait, another clip for Tyson.
Let's get this last clip real quick.
It's the last one.
Something else. Yeah.
You know Tyson, obviously.
Yeah, good to see you.
Who is that? Oh shit. Oh my god.
I don't think him and Tyson get on. They had a physical thing.
Who has Tyson not gone in a fight with? You know what I mean?
Guy's a brother. Who plays he? Sure, yeah. So am I.
I invited her, not him.
Oh no. She brought him here to see how he interacts with it, so we shall see.
Courtney, would you agree that Tyson and bodies came in nine?
I disagree, but.
I'm not a giant fan. Tyson's reputation is very much a bad boy.
Tyson's reputation is somewhat of a gellist. Gellist. Someone who would get
a. And like they never spell that right. Gellist. And he talked to production.
Americans might call him a pimp.
Got a couple kids, different women, and some baby mama drama, I guess.
To be honest, I think he's a
Tyson has been abrasive towards me before. It's like, what the are you looking at? And I'm like, what do you mean, what am I looking at? Like, I'm just walking around.
Here on Island, if you have this bad reputation, it's hard to come back from that.
I mean, whenever you have a kid with someone, you want that kid to grow up and be in a loving family, and I think that makes Chelsea want to keep trying.
That's what's this is kind of the first outing with you guys. Yeah. Yeah,
and it's not like a, you know, but it's an opportunity for us to just see, okay, do we need change?
I feel like everyone just has your back.
I know,
this,
I know.
It's just, it's hard. He does prove it.
I hope so.
Yo, Tyson need royalties though.
Huh?
You need royalties, man. Mm-hmm.
So did you and that guy had a real altercation before?
All right, look, yeah. I got
the record straight.
I got PTSD in a fam. So look, yeah, if I out and I see somebody staring at me a certain way, I could be like, yo, what are you looking at me for, blood? You understand? And on top of that, the brother look on Duran and them kind of thing there, you understand?
Hey, where you from again? I want to clarify.
I'm Braca. I'm Braca.
Nah, but your mom is from?
She's from Panama.
Oh, Panama. Okay, okay.
My mom from Panama too.
What's up, bro?
Cologne.
Chepo.
Okay.
Yeah, so you say you got a PTSD, so you kind of always.
So if somebody, if somebody's staring at me and I don't know who you is and I don't know why, I'm going to whap. Who you is? What are you looking at me for? Yeah. Simple as that. Yeah. Either you want to defend something or you just apologize, one of the two.
But you see too, because they already paint a narrative about you that you angry and that you gonna fight and whatever. They have that in their head about you too.
Nah, it just me. If I see somebody I don't know and you giving me a look to be like, you probably want to get down. Mm-hmm. I got approach you. But if you want to say hello, why you don't wave? Why you don't do something?
That I'm rocking.
You know, why you don't give my head nod? Why you don't send a drink over or something? Don't be staring at me like that. That's what you depend on.
So did you guys actually have an altercation? Like,
nah, that was it. I just tell him what he blood clot and that was that.
Yeah, but it's so matter of fact. we do videos on this one. DR gonna have a hard time with the subtitles, man. You're gonna be busy. real quick though, you mentioned PTSD. I'm glad you mentioned that, because once people put themselves out on reality TV or anything in Cayman in particular, you put yourself out there in the forefront. Even us with this shit, people will bring up all the stories, everything about your past, what you did, who you not did, who your mom is, all that kind of stuff. And bro, because I lived in the area where we were friends growing up.
Yeah.
I forgot about the kidnapping. And I know you did it, but I know that shit came up on CMR when they had they were recapping the show. You know, obviously some people are, you know, pro reality TV. This is not looking good for Cayman, or this, you know, it's good entertainment, is what it is. And these stories about all the different cast members, their lives kind of came up. Okay.
Unprofessional.
He's calling.
I have to go, mother.
That what it called?
Oh, okay. I can't be mad at that. That's your son. I can't be mad. I take that back.
Her son. So yeah, we kind of forgot about that, but then obviously because you put yourself out in the forefront, all your stories and your histories come back to life, and that kind of was resurfaced last week with the kidnapping situation.
Yeah, I heard.
And something that always struck me as odd was that people thought you had a part to play in the kidnapping. So for those who don't really remember, this story kind of broke 2010.
Yeah, March, May 2010.
Okay, so we're going about 14 years. I think how I first heard about it was just that Mind Escape's kidnapping plot. They must have had you somewhere. You were able to escape and then obviously alert the authorities, and that sort of let off the trigger events where these people were eventually convicted of kidnapping.
Can we go over like the actual event? Is that okay?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. One second before you.
Okay.
It was not anything to do with you. You did not plan this. It was not.
This is
because that's one of the things that was always out there,
bro. This is much deeper than a lot. No.
Yeah.
And it can start from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So if I don't want to strap in, strap in.
we here?
You understand?
All right. My brother-in-law and my people's them, they were business partners. You understand?
Yeah.
And they came, they had this project where they were doing, and I guess my brother-in-law felt like he didn't get as much as he was entitled.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
But
because your family comes from construction and y'all had businesses, yeah.
But he did. You understand? But he just wanted to be a little bit more greedy. He thought he could get a little more because of the title of being a brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, so that happened, all right. So he got upset with my father. Anyway, the big dispute was between him and my father. And that carried on now. And then apparently, they tried to form some fake company that were doing some construction work in Jamaica to try luring him to Jamaica. And I guess to murder him still.
They were planning to murder him.
They were going after him. My father was the mean person that they were going after, you know.
They were going after smokes on?
Yeah. But my father never felt fit. He ended up going to a lawyer and say, yo, look, check this out. And he's like, yo, that don't look right. It look like a scam. So just don't bother with it. So my father never went still. So apparently, my brother-in-law, now he went to plan two. Plan two was to abduct me. And the first plan was to actually barge in my house and then take me from there. But I guess they figured out that wouldn't have been too smart to do still.
Yeah.
And then so what happened was now is I ended up getting a call. I used to work on Ravenous a lot. I remember them.
For Jetaround came on and the circuits.
Yeah, yeah. So I used to do that a lot, right? And I got a call one day from some person, right? And they was like, oh, I just bought my son two Waverners, and I heard you the guy chat to about fixing them up. And I say, yeah, man, I got some brochures and thing I can come and chat to, and you tell me what you want to do. To me, that sounds like business, and I being gullible, I being optimistic about it. You understand?
How old were you at the time?
23.
I mean, that sounds like a reasonable proposition.
Yeah, for me, like I said,
in Cayman especially, like you don't. The last thing in your mind is you're gonna get fucking kidnapped in Cayman.
I never had no reason to be negative about it, so I was like, okay, cool, this could be something that I can actually make some good money on. You understand? Yeah. So I went through, and then, the first day he actually called and canceled, and then the second day, the following day, which would be the Thursday, so he called it a Wednesday, canceled. Say, but his wife got in an accident, so he had to be concerned with her or whatever. And then the Thursday come now, and I ended up driving, going north side, check him in this way, Driftwood open. I pick him up from Driftwood, which first thing was suspicious.
But, yeah, yeah, for sure.
But to be honest, like I said, I was being optimistic.
You were trying to get the money, 23, yeah?
I say, you know what, some people just say that. Cool.
Yeah.
And then I hear the accent. Man put on the accent and thing too, you know, sound like some European and thing. So my mind was in, like, suspicious, in a sense. Pull up to the house, and I see the house now. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to go in inside. And I'm going to walk right in through the door. And I was like, all right, it's a nice little place, still a nice little secluded place. So he said, you can come in. I said, you sure? I said, you go and smoke a cigarette? He said, no, that's fine. So in them time, I used to smoke weed and thing, you know. So I like, boy, maybe he wanted them cool European people. So I said, all right. But I'm walking through the door now, and I just kind of get this little funny vibe. He opened the door, and then he let me in. And then I say, you know what? I'm going to go back out. But as soon as I try to turn around and go back out, now the man pushed me through the door. And when the man pushed me through the door, now I was like, what the fuck? And then he looked to the right. I see a fucking brother man come running through the fucking side now. And I say, Look to the left. A next man come running. I say, blood clot, this can't be real.
Did you think that they were going to kill you?
I didn't know what to think, but yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they get me down and they fucking beat me to a pulp, bloods. And then they tie me up like a fucking pig. Put some tie straps around my feet, duct tape my hands around my back, duct tape my fucking mouth, my eyes, drag me into the bathroom. And then they had me on the ground there, and then they still kicked me up a few more times still. And then...
Were they talking during this, or are you saying anything, or just...
Yeah, I can hear the accents. So this throw me off big time. I can hear the fucking Honduran accents.
Okay.
You understand? And I couldn't see no face. Well, I saw the faces when it first started. But after that, now I could only see feet, and I can hear the voices. So now... They start when they kick me out, they start telling me, say, yeah, your daddy did something and he in big trouble and you got to pay for it. I say, my fucking daddy? And they try to say, but my daddy did some bad drug deal. And I said, boy, honestly, if my daddy went to something like that, he would have fucking tell me. Hmm. You understand? And I said, this don't sound right, but I said, boy, anything possible, you know, my daddy had G still. So now, they keep going in and out. And then they come back in the bathroom, pick me up, put me on top of a chair. And after they put me on the chair, now they duct tape me around the chair. And then they keep going back and forth. And they say, all right, this is what we want. We want your call. We're going to call your mother. And you're going to say exactly what you say. And they wanted $500,000 by Friday. And this was a Thursday. So that was the demand. They call her and...
They want $500,000 a day, bro?
No. They want $500,000 in a day.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, not per day. Oh.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So they did that. Then after that, now we're just there. I was just there.
So hold on. You called your mom. They called your mom. Did they make you speak to her?
Yeah, bro. It was me talking.
I know your mom. So she must have lost her shit.
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
Because I know the fact that people think that you have something to do with her. You fake the kidnapping.
I know you never put my fucking mother through that blood.
Yeah.
And the blood, yo, look at anybody that will fucking do that to their blood clot parents or even their mother, especially someone that love them like that, is a fucking idiot. And anybody got the ignorance to fucking think that, tell them come say that to my fucking face.
Okay.
You understand?
And I know your mom love you could have used to yell at us.
Drunk sober is a drunk Tyson is different from a fucking sober Tyson, you know.
Yeah.
You understand? All right. But yeah. Sorry.
Nah, you called your mom. You spoke to her. Yeah.
So I spoke to her now. And then after that, now they back and forth. One left. Two stayed behind. The one, the short one, his name was Charles.
They were using each other's names?
Yeah.
Idiots.
No. Not Charles. None of them used the name. Sorry. I found the names out after when the police them catch people in the
lineup.
Yeah.
Mugshots and shit like that.
That's when they find it. I didn't know none for them. Okay. I know description. Yeah. I see them.
Sorry.
You understand? Anyway, sorry. But just giving you, that's how I going to label them. So when they're telling you how it is,
that's
who we're talking about.
So Charles, the short one.
Charles is the short one. That's the one that they bring in specifically to kill me. He was a gang member from MS or whatever.
So they flew him down?
Yeah. Just for that. Just to kill me. So he with him. And then there was this one named Alan. Alan was the one, he was actually working for the company. You understand? And he was building my pool and things, so he was getting a good layout of the fucking yard and thing. So he was one of them. And then Wesby. Wesby was the man that had the connects to that place where they lured me into.
Where you stayed, yeah.
Yeah. So he was the property manager for the people in place. And so he had access, he had the keys and all that. So that's where they say, boy, this place, say nobody can see it. You can't see it now.
Yeah.
I could take you across the place and you'd be like, rascal, that way it was. So that's who that is now. So with the three of them there, nobody else except him and me. Wesby left, Alan and Charles stayed. So when they tied me up with the duct tape, right, I could have still looked under the duct tape. So every now and then I'd be acting like I cracking my neck or doing so. And I'd be looking and seeing what's going on. So whenever they get up now, I was just trying to smoothly put it back down, make it look like it is cracking. So I can't flinch or do anything like that. If I do that now,
no sudden movements,
dead giveaway, bro. You understand? I'd be smart during this whole fucking thing. And that's how I even saw their faces even better, by doing that.
You saw weapons out and stuff or no?
Nah, the only weapon I had was a knife. And I get to that.
Okay.
So yeah, they had me tie up. I even still got scars on my fucking leg from when they had me tie up with the tie straps. Then it was so tight, my legs, they must swell up over the fucking thing. So now, anytime I would ask for water, anything, the man they would get up and they would come and give me water. They went buy me lunch and things like that from wherever. You understand? They come back with a plate of food, a burger, fries, ate that. So the man them were feeding me anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And then they start saying, don't worry, we're not going to kill you. We just want to get the money and go. And they're just making sure that we not see the, I not see the face, anything like that. And I said, don't worry, man, I'm a good boy, and I see nothing. I just want to go home to my fucking people's then.
Mm.
I got kids. They say, yeah, but if we let you go, how we know that you never go back and say this and say that? I said, man, listen, I just want to get this over with. They say, well, if you go ahead and chat and anybody get catch, just know, so we got everything, all information. They give me my daughter's name and they say, yeah, we'll chop your daughter up and put her in a chocolate box and that's how we'll deliver her to you.
Is this the second day or?
It's all in the first day.
All in the first day, okay.
It's all in the first day. So, you know, hearing all these kind of things kind of fucking, it messes you up in a blitz. You understand?
Bro, yeah. For sure.
You hear these things and you can't defend yourself and all you can do is endure it, you know.
But you see
it, hope that you fucking get away and you can put your hands on them, but that's it.
But you see this on TV though. You don't think for 1 second you and Kmon going to meet up on a sell a Wave Runner service or EK. You know, you're gonna sell some shit, you're gonna EK.
Well, if I wasn't being optimistic, I wouldn't have gone. But that goes to show sometimes when you try to be too positive, you get fucked. You understand? Sometimes you gotta be a little, you gotta know stuff. You gotta trust your gut.
Yeah.
And I didn't do that.
Yeah.
You understand? Even when I was leaving home, them time that I had Gianna was still a baby. She hadn't even turned one yet. And she would cry into place down. And you know, them kind of thing, I made me want to stay. And I didn't stay. So even though a little sign to say, you know, you don't go, I shouldn't have gone, blood.
Nah, but they probably would have got you other times and not too though. You can't, possibly. You can't say that. Yeah.
Who knows?
If they were that motivated for 500K.
Yeah, but.
Yeah. But sorry, so yeah, you do
different things where, you know, me myself, regardless, I would think back to it and say, boy, I could have do things different because I know where I fucked up.
Yeah.
You understand? So now, nighttime come now. Well, they made a next call to my mother, try to get an update on what's going on with the cash. And my mother said, we getting it done, we could be done tomorrow.
They wanted it in cash.
It had to be cash.
So, and they wanted it delivered like.
I don't know about it. We're about delivery.
Okay.
Because, bro, I don't know how these men figured out that they could have just gone. They probably had a boat for all I fucking know.
Because
I don't see how you could have go jump on a plane.
With 500K.
Yeah. You would have had a boat. And boy, I don't even
know. Well, you said Honduras, so them man, they definitely probably had a boat.
Yeah, but even still, I wouldn't understand how they can get away.
Yeah.
You understand? They catch man coming, they use a catch man going.
So when they made the first call to your mom, they spoke to your daughter or just your mom?
No, my mother alone.
And what your mom?
My mother's the access there, I think. You know.
And what's she was. Yeah,
she's the one that controlled the like.
She the boss. Yeah.
She the businesswoman.
Yeah.
You understand?
What did she say on her, when you spoke to her? What was said?
She kept it as brief as possible. She just wanted to know if I was all right. And I said, listen, I'm all right. Just do what they say.
Yeah.
And then they say once they get the money, I can set free. I had to keep things brief.
Yeah.
Anytime I would try, and if I had tried to say something, they would have probably jot the phone, but I just had to
No,
say,
but I mean in terms of what was her demeanor too. Like she was just, like I know she's a gangster. So
I
she
could,
was,
no, but I
she was
hear,
just chilling. She was like, all right.
I could hear she was paranoid what going on. She didn't know what to do, bro.
Okay.
She was in shock.
Okay.
Yeah. But during this whole time, she wasn't by herself. She actually did the right move and went and checked some investigator. In some building.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she went and checked Kurt Walton, which is also my cousin.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and then he directed her to where to go. So the two of them started to communicate and then went to this place. And then they had to do it on a hush-hush without anybody knowing. Because all these men you were telling me about, they're watching my family, and if anybody go police, they'll know.
Yeah, for sure.
So I like, boy, I hope my mother don't fuck up now. And then all of a sudden, dead.
Yeah.
Just because of something stupid. So, while I'm in my situation, she over there with them, and they try and see if they can solve it and get me out of there. So now nighttime come now, and they take me out of the bathroom, and they put me on the bed. They say, you can sleep on the bed, but we could be here watching you. And there were just two left there now. Arlen, the one Arlen now, had left because he was there during the day. And it just Wes Bino and Charles that stayed in the night. So the two of them stayed. Charles, I start smell some weed fucking blazing and thing. I say, what happened? I say, I smell weed, man. And he like check me. He said, what happened? You can see. And I see when he put his like hand below you, see if I would flinch. And I said, listen, I know how weed smell. I buns him. You understand? So my thing was, I know when you start fucking bun weed, chat planet.
Nah, like a weed bringing people together.
So you just started asking questions?
You catching on, man. You listening. I start fucking asking questions, and then they start telling me a whole bunch of things, and they start bringing my brother-in-law. And when they start bringing my brother-in-law, I say, all right, we're getting closer to something, man. Before, it was just my daughter, but now with my brother-in-law too. And I said, this, I believe, my brother-in-law, but not my father. You understand? So I kept making them chat. And apparently they say now it's my father and him that fucked up, and it's some big boss that they fucked around with in Honduras, and he vexed, and he just want him on the back, and it's this. And once they get that, then they can go about their business and I'll be set free. So I said, all right, cool. So I got more information out of them that night. Long story short. Didn't sleep.
I mean, how could you? The fuck?
Anxiety had to be through the roof.
Nah, I couldn't fucking sleep. Couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep, bro. The next day come now. Same process. Water. Food. And call my mother. They got an update. That was halfway through it.
And this is Friday.
But it's Friday now. Bank closed early, right?
Yeah.
And she said she was getting it. So now everything was back to the way it was from the day before.
And they believe this shit?
Yeah, but
they believe they were getting $500,000 in one deal like that, bro?
That was a scary part for me.
How so?
Well, so last call come now. Last call to find out what's going on because bank closed. So they sit me up on the bed and they say, all right, we're going to call your mother this last time and she better have this money for your fucking sake or else we're going to kill you. I say, boy, I hope she do. You know what I mean? I hope she got the fucking money. So we call her now and they got her on speakerphone. I say, oh, you got a money now? She said, I only got $70,000 in this money. Same time she said that, this money got me on top of the fucking bed. Step on my fucking feet. And then got a knife right here, getting ready to dig that in my fucking neck bloods. And all they did was just close my eyes and say, shh, this what death going to feel like.
Yeah.
Again, read a sample what gurgling on blood feel like from watching the videos. I see how mine when they get the head chop off the gurgle on blood and thing. That's what running through my fucking head.
Yeah.
And bro, I don't know what the fuck came to him, but he backed off and he just told her, we gonna call you back, and they hang up.
Mm. So I said, they really wanted that money?
So I said to myself, either they didn't want to do it over the phone or they didn't want to fuck up the place, mess up the place. So I was just waiting to get carried to a fucking hole for all I know.
Yeah.
So they say, we coming back. I say, fuck, cool. Can't run, can't do nothing. Man, them come back and they put me in the bathroom. They say, all right, look, we need to go have a meeting because situation changed. And they say, don't believe that nobody not gonna be here watching you. Because we got man set around all the place with machine guns. So I say, don't worry, man, I could be a good boy. Where you want me to go? I tie up. What you want me to do? You understand? So he say, well, just making you know, because if you do, the man got orders to shoot you. I say, I'm not going nowhere. And then he say, all right, well, just making you know, and a man behind you. And then he say, you heard what he say? And then I hear when he changed his voice, he went, yes, boss. And when he did
that. Nah, fam, the fuck is that?
I'm telling you, fam. When he did that.
Sorry, don't mean laugh.
You fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Because now I know none about you. So I stay calm. I wait till I hear the fucking door close. I hear car start and pull off. I get about 2 minutes. And I say, look, I know anytime I want water, please mind you give me water. I say, yo, I thirsty. I listen in and I hear no feet shuffling and I hear nobody breathing and I hear nothing. I say, I say, yo, I want some water. I thirsty. Same fucking thing. I say, yeah. I look up again now. And I see nobody. I say, all right, let me start look around. I look on that thing. I see on top of the... They got me in the bathroom. I look on top of the bathroom basin. I see one set of matches, a matchbox. I said, that's the way to get out of the fucking tight straps from my leg. So I start maneuvering my fucking hands and wiggling them out. And as I got one out, I just put one right back in just in case they come back. Mm-hmm. And I said, all right, cool, I can get out. So I say, you going to go for it or you going to fucking sit down here and die? I fucking pull my hands out, pull the duct tape off of me, pull it off my face, grab the matches, went down, light that, burn the fucking tight strap, get up, shot out through that back door, run on that beach, knock on every fucking house until somebody answer. And I ended up getting by these, you know, them little cottages, them little bungalow-looking homes on north side, going towards Rum Point. They got blue tops, man. The little hexagon-looking homes, man.
The pool? No, I don't see the wrong name. Nah.
Yeah, man.
No, so I think I know what you're talking about, man.
There's some little cottages, man.
So yo, so
now what you're saying is like I knock on like three different homes until I got there.
So I'm saying first door, no answer, nothing.
No, bro.
Second door,
was one dog. That dog wasn't gonna do shit.
What's going through your mind? You knock on these doors and no answer.
But nothing.
Just keep.
I just
going.
Want somebody to fucking answer, blitz.
No, I'm saying though, like just no disappointment. Just like keep going. Just next door.
No time for disappointment. My I'm thinking about living, fam.
Yeah.
You understand? I want to get to somewhere where there's more people. So in case of anything, because, you know, you're more people, more witness, you're going to fucking kill me or you're going to run, you know.
Yeah.
That's it. They don't want two options, you got? So as soon as I get by these bungalows, they got blue tops, man. They old style looking, bro.
I don't know the name of them. Yeah.
But it's close towards Rum Point, going further that way. And as soon as I got there, there was this family just checking in. A man, a daughter, son, wife. And they see me running out with blood all over my fucking shirt, face swollen to a pulp. Legs them all fucked up. And they say, yo, let me use your phone.
What a fucking tourism product that is, man.
So I use their phone. Chris? They give me the phone. And I use the phone. I call my mother first. I say, listen, I safe. Meet me home. Hang up. Then after that, I call my cousin. I say, yo, check me by the yard. And then I tell the people, I say, look, I need you. Drop me by my yard. And the people, say, okay, you don't want us to call police? I say, no, because I say, I don't know who trust right now.
Fair enough.
I say, I know
enough.
You. You not know part of this.
Yeah, you fresh.
You understand? So the man take me and I went in the back seat. He says, oh, okay, if I bring my son, I say, bring him. I just want to go home. So I went in the back seat and I lay down in the back seat and I tell him where to go. And the man dropped my home blood. And I home there for a couple of minutes and then Marlon Borden show up now. Marlon Borden is some detective or something at that time. Or is still
Yeah, he was big. Yeah, he was bad. He's like customs.
He identify himself still because he see the kind of fucking state of in. And then after that, no. Police them start roll through.
So hold on.
Did you actually tell the family?
Yeah, I was gonna say, hold on.
Like,
yeah, you
like what happened?
I know you saw
like, like on the drive home, you're like,
I never went through the whole thing.
But you told them the basics.
Yeah. And right after that, they jumped on the scene. They jumped on the next flight back out, okay, man. They never stayed there.
Damn. You fuck up the head tax, the room tax.
I don't think they've been here since.
I was gonna ask you though, did you didn't get no details from you? You thanked them, like you have been in touch with them or no?
No more than that day, bro.
Damn, wow.
No, so he's out there telling the story to some people, friends and family.
My first time going to the Caymans.
Guaranteed.
Thank God they did, though, for sure.
Bro, either they had fucking dropped me or we could take the car. I got to tell you straight. And please, if they want to fucking charge me for robbery at that time, then.
Oh, nah, I think it's been long.
So after that, now, like I said, get home. And here's the funny thing, Bloods. Here's the funny thing.
Don't tell me the brother to chill and try and help out.
No, close, though. Hear this, blood.
I'm so worried. Where is he?
So I inside my yard in a particular part where you can't see me if I mask off, you know. You understand? I chilling. And then all of a sudden, I get home. And I see my fucking brother-in-law truck. Sorry, van. He was driving a van. White van. Driving around to the back. And then drive back out fast. And I say, how he know that I fucking home? How he know where he is? So I say to myself, He know a little more of what's going on, yeah, you know. Right there, and then I say, yo, this man, yeah, he know something. When the police them come to my yard now and they start take picture of my face and this and that for evidence and thing. My sister come, all my family come. But then my last sister, my older sister.
Yeah, I remember.
Janet, yeah?
Yeah.
She come through the door by and I see Richard now, which is the brother-in-law. So I found that weird. I say, where Richard? She say, he in the truck. I say, yeah? Tell him what she back. She ran out the fucking car, and then right after she ran out the car, they left and never come back inside. And then he called police saying about it, threatening his life. say, well, if that not suspicious, if that not guilt to conscience, then what is? You understand? So we already know who were part of it. The police them just had to go and gather up the evidence. Sergeant Wright, that's who dealt with everything. So I don't know how these people can come up and believe, say, boy, I that fucking stupid, or yo, if I wanted money from my parents, bro, that's a simple question.
Yeah.
Can you give me some? You understand? I don't know how to do all that fucker just to get money.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that too?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Yeah.
So obviously then investigation time starts now.
Investigation start and then they... Okay, so investigation start and then I give them the description of the people and I think either that same night they found one or two trying
to... Hold on, did you tell them your suspicion of your brother-in-law yet?
No. No.
Okay.
No,
no. You were holding on to that.
No, I told them what they told me about my father and my brother-in-law.
Okay.
So that's it. The conclusion, that night, me and my family sat down and discussed our whole thing. And we all came down to that conclusion that it was fucking Richard.
Yeah, he was involved. Yeah.
You understand? Because my dad not gonna lie to me after I put him on the spot. I said, listen, I almost fucking died now. I said, you gonna involve me with any fucking people like this? I said, don't lie to me, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And my father said, no. And I believe him.
Nah, you were the baby boy too, man. So, nah, I couldn't see him doing no fucking...
Yeah, my father... But not to him that he orchestrated, nah. Like, I'm talking about piss off and the fucking drug
dealers. Yeah.
You understand? Kind of fucking dumbass story to give me.
But I think before we go into that part, we should go to a commercial break real quick just to fuck with people. You mentioned people believe in the kidnap story in terms of you having involvement. And I think that goes back to our thing with Kayman in general. Like, people like fuckery like that. Like, this idea that the reality TV show is not Kaymanian because there's expats or they're at Mykonos and whatnot. The premise of the show is drama and fucking gossip. And to be, like, one of the shows I was watching last week that discussed it, in the middle of her breaking down the show, she pauses to fucking share gossip about one of the cast members. It's like, Kaymon needs to have an honest conversation about what's taking place here, who we are, what we enjoy, what we like, and what really sort of makes this island versus having this false perception of, you know, this is not us. And I, for a long time, I tried to understand the reality TV show bias or what made people upset. And it's because I think it's just more so we don't want you to air the dirty laundry. But we love this fuckery. This is innately in us, gossiping, moral road.
Everything you see on the show, the gossip and whatnot, that is exactly...
That what happened?
That is exactly what's happening. People talking about people they don't really know, they don't really interact with. You're just giving your opinion or what you heard from someone else about this person. Because if I don't know Chris and I don't know Tyson, I can only know anything about them based on what somebody told me. Yeah. So imagine the person that told me didn't necessarily like two of them. I only get some bad...
You're getting biased information.
Biased information, bro.
Because that's one thing when all the cast members came up, you heard about Courtney's past, you heard about Casper's past, you heard about... Sorry, not Casper. They don't call him Aaron, right?
Casper.
Yeah. So you hear about Tyson's past, and it's like, oh, so y'all was sitting on this for the longest time. Like, this is our people, bro. Let's not front. So, investigation time. You think dude is... behind the union, so your family, y'all got to the bottom of it. That very first night.
Yeah. That was obvious at the end, bro. Because everything that they were talking about, why they kept bringing up Richard's name, and on top of that, they fucking Hondurans. So it was just kind of too much time towards him. Why he ran off from the yard? That was a big giveaway, bro. Yeah. They get fucking about it. And then he pull up around the yard.
He never even came check you.
He not come inside.
He said, like, yo, you good? You all right? What happened? Nothing. He just left.
No, because you know why? He wasn't sure what I knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got away. He wasn't sure what the fuck I knew, Blitz.
So he went off to go check his people and find out what the fuck the story.
If he never did that, he would have probably gotten away with it for a little bit until the investigation showed further, like, we see phone... Your phone calling this one and that one. Because how they pin him, you know?
Yeah.
The phone calls.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, too, apparently he's the one that delivered my phone. So that I had my phone on top of me, you know? And they gave him my phone to give my mother. And he's the one that went to my mother and said, somebody just gave this to me.
Come on, fam.
Yeah, Blitz.
Oh, he bait himself up hard.
Gee. Oh boy.
So that
mother. So how long was the investigation from the police before they made arrests?
Well, they're, like I said, they arrested the people, them, like the other three Hondurans, no?
Yeah.
They arrested them first because they gave the description to them. And okay. They were within 2-3 days.
So the police found them?
Yeah, because yeah, okay. one of them had my watch and thing, but the one Charles had my watch. The man stole my fucking watch, the same exact one.
That same watch you wearing?
The same fucking yeah. watch. You understand? Sure. And they found this on top of him. So that was that was it.
Hey, what kind of watch that is?
It's a Rolex, fam. Platinum face, you know?
Just go back and buy it back.
Not to discriminate, police were like, so where you get that?
Charles, where you get that from? Rolex. Charles, where you get that from, Charles? Come on.
And then I thought, because they knew they had to check the Honduran flights because they told them, I said, all them Hondurans. And they caught all of them trying to flee the fucking Honduran.
Oh, shit. They caught them before.
This one was easier for him. They were like, you can identify him, but it's pretty much him. He can't say that somebody, I believe he actually did try to say somebody gave him the watch.
A fucking Rolex, We can go to Kirk's and go find out who,
All some of the other men, I say, how you know him? I say, let him talk. I said, that's him. And I say, how else you know? I said, is he man wearing the same fucking shoes?
Same shoes that you described.
Same fucking shoes. Same shirt, same pants, same voice. That big motherfucker, Allen. I say, enough forgetting him. He the one sitting on top of me, blood.
So when Richard actually got, the police on him, did he actually confess?
No, he tried to fucking deny that to the fullest, and then he ended up getting locked up, and I don't know how he get bail. Well, I think I know how he get bail.
He's allowed bail, man. He's allowed bail.
Yeah, well, he got bail on because of my sister, them, like, help with the bail situation. Hmm. And I never knew that they went behind my fucking back and did
that. Your sister?
Like, my other sister. They went behind my back and did that fucker.
This is his wife.
My other sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta call her name.
Yeah,
because she's not involved.
Okay.
I'm calling her name.
Okay.
But she helped with the bail situation for him. And then as soon as he got bail, he organized the fucking boat and fled game.
He skipped.
And then she knew what was going on. My older sister, the one with him now, she was married to him. She knew what was going on. And she fled by plane because she didn't. She had no involvement. You know what I'm saying? But she still left. And I disowned her. And now until she like recently came back, I did a favor to my mother. My mother begged me fucking try to
patch it up with her.
Yeah. But true say she come to her fucking senses.
Your mom really is the godfather. So come sit on me, patch this up.
So your sister went to Honduras with him?
She was up there for a couple of years.
And he's still over there?
I don't know where his whereabouts are, bro. I heard that went fucking...
So let me say that because...
My knowledge, he was supposed to be on Interpol fucking list. I don't know.
So I read the story again just to get a refresher, and he was actually convicted in absentee, whatever. He was convicted. I can't remember how many years he had allegedly got, but he had fled. So I typed in his name, and his shit popped up because 2024.
20 years.
Everybody still has social media. Dude is posting, living his best life, bro.
Where?
Traveling.
And when Wes been on, he got Cayman status, and I don't know how the fuck they never take that from him, but he's still in Cayman, but in Little Cayman. Between Little Cayman and Cambrac, he be going bunksing around until he don't.
So what, he served time?
He served like 3 years, but all of them gave information. They rat on each other.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand? So Alan now, he got deported. Wes be stayed. Charles get deported. And then Charles get shot up like last year, year before. Mm. So he dusted.
Oh, he died?
Yeah, he done.
Oh, shit. This was in Honduras?
Yeah, man, them clap him and mush up his face.
Fuck. So you and your fam, y'all kind of cool? Yeah, you and your sisters, I mean?
But my family never been the same since, blood.
Yeah.
But
and obviously you neither, because you say like you got a PTSD, which is understandable.
Yeah, that's why, that's why we're drinking heavily and thing. That was my way of dealing with my depression, my fucking anxiety and shit like that, but I want to make shit worse.
So not to to ask, because I heard earlier when I asked you about you having that confrontation with that guy from the show, I can't remember his name, but you said he had look Honduran. So you
look Honduran, let's look at him. But
that's why in your mind you're thinking
he looked like a Honduran staring me down. Who the fuck this is? Because I believe that man cried out for me. No?
That's your PTSD. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so it makes sense now, because before we didn't have that context, and now it kind of like. It makes sense why you would be like, fuck, what are you looking at me for? Are you going to
You try and do something.
That's an unfamiliar face. Yeah. I don't like that. I don't like when unfamiliar face them staring at me like that.
Do you still think about those situations can still happen today? Or
listen, this is something that I'm always aware of. I got to check my surroundings when I go out somewhere. This is why I drink, because I wouldn't have to do that or feel the need to do that.
Yeah.
But now, regardless, this is why I prefer not to go anywhere, because I always check in. If somebody do something and they look in this way, I can see what's going on over here, you know. Hmm. I analyze everything already. I can see who dislike me. I know all of that just by reading the room, bro.
You understand?
It made me different. It made me a little more cautious, but it fucked me up big time.
Well, made you somewhat paranoid as well in a way, right?
Yeah.
And then obviously that makes you like not want to trust anybody.
I don't trust nobody.
Hmm. But I think you're speaking through this and obviously sharing your story now do you find it has been helpful for you? Have you tried therapy as well? Or
therapy help, but the thing with therapy, right? They tell you something you already know. So either you fucking actually deal with it, either you deal with it, or you just pay somebody to waste your fucking time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So have you? So would you?
The only therapist or a therapy session that was beneficial was to actually let me know what I was diagnosed with. That was
okay.
It.
Okay. Yeah.
From knowing that, I know how to handle situations, even though I neglected the proper ways of dealing with it, coping with it,
yeah.
Which was the biggest thing was not drink, you understand? But now I came to a bigger reality, especially after having my son, you know, drinking, not really giving me anything positive or anything, you know.
Yeah, I see how you move with your son, man. Yeah.
How old is your son now?
He just turned 2 yesterday.
Oh, okay. Oh,
little fucker getting big, boy.
That kind of love I'd be on, the little fucker getting big. Yeah, that's I respect that. Yeah. Speaking of your kids, though, like when you talk about being the kidnapper situation at first, you see your daughter was just about a year old.
Well, I had Teja was about 13 still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you say you left the baby though at the time. Gianna. She was crying a lot.
Gianna was still a baby.
During that 2-day process, I mean, what was going through in terms of thinking about your kids? I would never see them again.
I would never see them again. My mind had already accepted. Yeah, listen, I accepted death from. You understand? Yeah,
you have to come
from
to time peace
they
with
tie
it.
Me up. Yeah. I said, yeah, this is it. And I guess accepting that was harder than anything, especially after it didn't fucking happen. Because I got to live with that.
Yeah.
You understand? And like I said, or even like you said, you don't hear this shit. This is something you fucking watch on TV and you be like, Rasclad.
It sounded, that entire thing sounded like a fucking Law and Order special or something.
I don't want to ask you too much, because I know you talk about maybe like a documentary or something later on. So I want you to leave some space and stuff for more details.
Is this the first time you've spoken about this like publicly on like a...
Well, to set the fucking facts straight, yeah. Especially, okay. Yo, bro, I the kind of person, if you tell me something that's true about me, it's true. What do you want me to do about that? But if you go in and fucking just fabricate shit just because you want to have some gossip or some, you just want to downplay a motherfucker, right? I just stupid blessed. But I just want to set the facts straight still. Yeah. That's all. I don't mind talking about it before. I don't like talking about it, but that would just be suppressing a lot of different things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I can accept what I've been through and I understand where I am now. So I feel...
How did you handle...
Open.
How did you handle going back out in public, and obviously people are going to see the store and obviously everyone's going to have the urge to ask you about it. How did you handle that?
Nobody bears to ask me anything.
Oh, really? Nobody came up to you even after it happened?
No, people would indirectly try and bring it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I would quick time cut that.
Okay.
Yeah. I either walk off or just change the conversation. Give him a certain look.
I guess it was still fresh too, though, at the time.
Well, because I just think because people, you know, curiosity and being nosy and it being Cayman, obviously.
Chris the man said at the beginning, once he gave the look, didn't know what time it is. So.
You understand?
Yeah.
You don't ask me questions, bro.
Yeah.
But I'm happy for you, bro. I think you're in a good space. I don't know what sobriety is like in terms of, you know, that journey and having to go there. You say you're celebrating 7 months. I know your boy just turned 2. You know, you have a big, your daughter's big, your middle daughter's doing well. So I'm happy for you, man. And I hope you move from strength to strength. And I hope whatever negative comments or, you know, feedback you get from the show is just, you know, things that you'll continue to navigate and you know, let it, like, off the back. Just, it is what it is.
Yeah, but sticks and stones.
Yeah, man.
Sticks and stones. And then, like I tell you, I got a way of turning some negative shit into positive shit still. That's probably how I handle, how I cope with things.
Man, say you went back and bought the same watch back just in case, bro.
No, and I bought this back.
That's the same one? Oh, I thought you were stunned. I thought you went and bought a new one. My bad.
No, he said the police picked the guy up with it.
Yeah, and obviously he got it back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
He peeled off the fucking sticker of the box, so he lost some value with that little pussy.
We're talking about the boxes up front. We're talking about
how. So I'm going to ask, do you think that watch brings back memories of it? Like, why did you choose to keep it?
No, I got more than the watch to remind me.
Okay.
You're fucking right.
Say so he got his scars and fucking shit on right. his right. fucking ankles.
He showed us the scars, dog.
So, on a like lighter note, can we talk about overtime?
Okay. Hey, I just want to say they had the best Rasta pasta.
The Rasta pasta was good still, but my number one thing with a French toast.
Nah, the breakfast. The breakfast was fire. Yeah. It was all
24-hour breakfast.
24 hours, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, so, you know, I kind of wanted to incorporate this IHOP vibe to came on. You know?
We need that back now, bro.
Yeah, well, it would probably work better now.
That's what I was going to ask you now, is because back then we didn't have like the foot traffic and the amount of people that we have now.
Right.
Because for people that don't know, this was, it was like a sports bar diner.
At the Strand.
Right, you had, I think you had like two or three units rented.
It was basically where the Outback was. I don't know how many people would know that.
Yeah.
Couple units, well,
so yeah, it was
Spanglish and Bliss right now. I think it was all of those. Like,
yeah, it was yes, two or it was correct. Big. It was correct. Like two or three units. It was huge. Yeah. It was an enormous spot. You could probably seat well over 100 people up in there, I would assume.
Good amount, man.
Yeah. So,
what year was that, Tyson?
12, maybe.
2012. Okay.
Was it?
I just remember a World Cup. You had
12,
a World Cup.
13, yeah, man, 12.
Road Rock used to meet there and shit. Yeah.
So, and I remember seeing your mom coming around, asking her about if they're good, whatever, did they need anything. So back then, it just didn't have the traffic to make it.
Well, there were multiple things though. I honestly, bad management, and then me not having the experience, it couldn't go anywhere no further. I was selling, the menu was too big. And the traffic just started to slow down.
I tell you all the time that you can't have too much shit on your menu.
So
it's a lot.
You
have to keep that in stock.
Because, yeah, a lot of expenses started to come through. Because
just keeping everything,
yeah,
to have everything.
A lot of things would go spoil. We would have to try to use it, make specials, and nobody would get the specials. So, you know, it was a big loss.
Okay.
So I want to ask, because I know you're involved with like many businesses. Do you find that the restaurant business is one of the hardest ones? Because that is something I have heard, that it is one of the hardest businesses.
It is. Sometimes I would even catch myself like being a little too blunt to the customers. So it is
you? You being very blunt? What? Nah, man. What are you talking about, bro? So
it is hard still, but you just need to have like the right education or personality for it still.
Okay.
You know, you need to know how to handle people. You need to be a people person. Mm-hmm. And a non-people person.
You just need to put the money up and get in the back.
You behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. You're a silent investor. Put the money up and leave.
Yeah, but I don't trust nobody. And sometimes when you catch them now, you'd be like, see, this is why I don't fuck with people.
Yeah, but it's a self-fulfilling prophecy too, though.
Yeah. So, you know, at the end of the day, it started to lose money, and then the owner of Strand made me an offer on it. And I was like, but that's pretty generous still. So I took it.
Yeah. That's good business.
And then what did they do? So they tried to keep it running, or did they change it?
They had it open for a bit, but he already had plans for Whiskey Mist and all them things. So that's when Whiskey Mist come alive, and he opened up. He joined the two. So being like the kind of man he is now, he could bring in the crowd, especially the upper class crowd.
Okay. Did you ever want to do it again?
By the food thing and I really into the food thing.
You're a foodie though. I see your IG post, bro. You be all up in the food. I see it.
Yeah, I'd rather be a foodie than somebody that sells food.
Yeah.
You understand? I cook for my girl and thing like that, but and I
depend on no.
It's a lot of hours.
But that location was tough too. That location is tough because it gives you the perception that it's frontage of the road.
Yeah,
but it's not. People have to pull in there.
Yeah. But my whole thing was like, you know, the club be full, and then after the club, now you're about to flush out downstairs. And so I had like a whole plan for it, but it never started work. It never worked that way. Like, no, everybody was still go a la kebab and Burger Shark and them thing. Because the only reason they would want to come to overtime is if I was still selling alcohol, and I can't do that.
Yeah. Right, because you had to stop by what time?
I could stay open and sell food all night.
But the alcohol had a cut off by when?
Regular time.
Okay. Yeah, whatever.
So if it Friday, got cut off 2:30, 2:45. So,
Boy, I know we need a 5-6 a.m. spot. No, when we
it's hard, boy.
3 on Friday.
Oh, yeah, people, you can't do that no more, right?
People forget we used to be able to go to 3 on Fridays. You can't do that no more.
You can't do that no more?
No, you got request a special extension from, like...
Liquor license.
Yeah, liquor license.
Shit, I thought everything went straight to 4 on Fridays, no?
No, just clubs. So just like, yeah, Bliss, I think, can go. Lily's, when they were open, could go 7 Mile Lounge.
Lily's not open no more?
No, as far as I know.
Oh, Lily's closed?
Oh, I don't know if it's still open.
The place below it is the one you just named Bliss.
So can I buy that?
Yeah, but I heard they were doing some renovation.
Oh,
there,
okay. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. All
right. Yeah. Anyway, I mean, I don't even know. We ain't touched no topics real quick. I mean,
I think we got. That was good enough.
D, where we at for time, D?
2:30.
Oh.
2 hours and 30 minutes.
Sorry,
1:30. Oh, 1:30? Oh, y'all got a few minutes? Or?
Yeah, man, I'm good. Down still,
Tyson the Park, y'all. So
he could be a regular, no man.
but look, and I don't. Right. People them love the accent, then why not?
You understand? That has to be the episode title.
Yeah, for sure.
Has to be.
Yeah. I don't. Let's
followed by merch.
I guess I'm gonna save a couple.
It's funny you say that. You know, I got a list of different phrases on my phone that I want to do for merch.
My boy, put him in action.
Yanatan is one of them.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
Put him in action. I ain't get too much into this stuff real quick. Just
something light.
Well, I was gonna talk
about that. You don't got nothing light.
The solar eclipse.
Light. Gonna talk about Drake dissing everybody.
Oh shit! Yeah, you want to talk hip hop?
Yo.
I enjoyed that song.
I will say though, the first beat that came out, I thought that shit was trash. Trizash. Right? So I was so mad. But when they actually got he got the final out with the little the waterfall piano going.
Do you think it was? Do you think they went back and redid they switched the beat?
No, I think
I think that was first.
It was just a reference. I think it was just a reference. I don't think that was the actual song. I think he sent that to whichever producer, because he probably did a rough draft at his house. He sent it to whatever super producer he was sending it to. There was some speculation of who it was. Yeah. I heard Boy Wonder name thrown out there, but okay. I don't know.
Yeah, that's his drums.
Huh? Yeah, that was Wonder. And yeah, so I think he just recorded a draft, sent it out, and in that process of getting sent out, somebody was feeling himself and
thought this is it. Let me just get some likes.
And leaked it.
All right, where are we going to start? So, that Cole shit was still embarrassing. Drake finally responded.
Were you a Cole fan?
My J. Cole go hard, bro.
And then, so what did you think about him apologizing?
But you see, I'm not really up to date with everything. And
oh.
I want to know as far as Drake dissing him. Because the last thing, I confused. I like, boy, Drake did songs with these people and then now he's dissing them. And then J. Cole was like one of the last people he did songs with, no?
Yeah. So what happened was Kendrick put out a verse.
Mm-hmm.
Right, which was calling out J. Cole and Drake. Well, because they had that. J. Cole and Drake had that song, First Person Shooter.
Okay,
right, and then Kendrick responded to that with his verse on the Metro Boomin album.
That shit was hard,
but that was the J. Cole only. No, J. Cole and Drake, both of them.
Okay. J. Cole got a straight though, but it was mostly to Drake.
Yeah, okay. Mostly to Drake, and then J. Cole did a song, and then.
2 days later,
he was on his Dreamville festival and was on stage and said it didn't sit right with his spirit and he's sorry. And a lot of his fans were upset because they were like, we've been waiting for this. You went out, you put yourself out there, you've been bragging a bit, and then you apologize in the middle of a rap beef.
Yeah, but he shouldn't have done it in the first place then.
He shouldn't have made the song.
Yeah.
Because of some of the stuff he said in the song, is like, I don't think you actually believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was trying to like say that Kendrick didn't make, you know, he made boring music. It wasn't great. And I was like, I don't think you truly believe that in your heart. But then, so I guess he probably sat down on that and was like.
He was gassed up.
Yeah. But then Drake came out on the weekend now and released his
shit. Well, they waited first one because. They had another album come out, Metro Boomin.
Right.
So Weekend attacked him. They dissed him.
Yeah. It was like the whole industry against Drake over the week.
It's like 20 versus 1. Yeah, it was like 20 versus 1.
But I tell you what, Drake went.
I think he did work.
It's a lot of subliminals in it. And like you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of double entendres and stuff. Yeah.
Because he talked about.
That's how he is still. Yeah. You understand?
Oh, he messy. Yeah, for sure. He catty one.
He mightn't be able to freestyle all that, but if he put pen to paper.
So it's been a lot of little leaks now too. So right after he dissed him, Ross came out too. Well, the shit I heard too is they say Drake got a girl pregnant because it was a threesome. He was the second dude in the threesome.
Okay. I mean, you know, Drake is petty as fuck. I mean, if he don't like you, he's sliding your girl's DMs immediately.
No, but I'm saying they're teasing him because he got the girl pregnant on a threesome, is what they're saying.
Wait, his baby mom?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was one of the bars that came out. But
I missed that one. I didn't hear that.
But yeah, it's too much to keep up with. Ross dissed him, bought to where saying he got BBL, all kind of shit.
It's Ross just, wasn't, I hear it today, it wasn't all that hard stuff. Not to me, at least.
I don't know. I think the more I hear it now, I think it's orchestrated. I think it's all fake just to generate interest in rock.
You feel that way?
I mean,
if you're talking about someone's baby mother, his wife fucking the bodyguard, I mean, when Kendrick was dropped the Whitney line,
got
a bodyguard like Whitney, he was talking about Kendrick's bodyguard fucking his wife.
Yeah. But I still think it's fake. No, I don't mean
that's
like
that's a rough thing.
No. I didn't mean like it didn't happen. I mean like Ross will never make a song with Drake again. I don't believe that.
Like, you mean like he called him and like, yo, I go and put this in the song.
Well, no, I don't think he fucks with Kendrick. I think that's a real thing. But I just, for everybody to be going at him right now, it feels kind of orchestrated. Like it's just, let's just generate some buzz. Like if they tell me next week album dropping, I'll be like, oh, yeah. Like I see Will Smith performing Men in Black at Coachella.
Yeah, he came up with
why you think that is after 25 years of Men in Black? It's because Bad Boy 4 is dropping fucking in 2-3 weeks. Like, all this shit in hip hop and the media is a rollout, bro.
You know, I wonder if people forgave Will Smith yet.
I think they will. I think they will.
What about a box?
When he fucking clapped.
Pretty sure I've got too much shit going on right now to just think about that.
You forget it that it happened. You know,
I mean, at the end of the day, the way that I see it is that if Chris Rock has done whatever and made his, you know, did his piece, then who are we? It's the same kind of thing, not to bring up anything bad, but like with Chris Brown, it's like if Rihanna says it's okay and she's fine and they made their piece, then who are we to fucking hold out against him?
The Fenty Squad canceling.
Yeah. I just saying like, if Rihanna, the girl who's the actual victim, has said, I forgive him, I've moved on.
Yeah, but
then who the fuck are we? But
you have to understand that how it is, because I have exes that I am still, that we good, we cool.
But her friends don't.
Her friends don't like me. And I'm like, yo, I didn't even date you. Like,
they remember?
I like, remember what? We never shared no good times, no bad times. What the fuck are you remembering? Like, there's nothing to talk
about. Nothing like the scorn of a woman, boy.
So yeah, bro, that honestly how it is. That's how it is, bro. People will... You and that person be good, and people still go hate you for nothing, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy. Nobody need a reason to hate these days. Mm-hmm. They just gotta say, but I don't like that person. And then all of a sudden, no.
Yeah. I just don't like when a person I don't like. I just think it's funny when someone doesn't like someone, then it's a problem. But if they fuck with them, Chris is my friend, Chris can do it. It's cool.
Like hypocrisy, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I don't
take to.
Yeah.
They will let things slide if they like you.
Nah, I don't support this person because they did this back in fifth grade or year five. Yeah. And they best friend they fuck with all day is doing the same shit. You know? Mm-hmm. Yo, after today, this pod, I can't, I know. No, these topics get fucked.
I just want to say, what was the highest pod we had? The Hennessy one, right?
Hennessy, anything
else? Yeah, I think this one beating it.
Might do some numbers.
I think this one going to be.
Yeah, let's get a photo with Tyson one. Let's drop the tease one and get it out there. Let's get any final comments before we get out of here.
I went to a very nice party this weekend.
You went to a party? Diddy was there?
Come on, man. Yo.
No. He wasn't there.
He go in jail for sure.
You going to talk about the party? How was it?
Just a nice with the
That's all
the
you can say?
To support the Cancer Society.
Oh, it was like a gala?
No.
That was a nighttime something?
No, it was in the daytime from 3 to 6. I just saw a flyer and it said Vista Del Mar on it. And I was
you just pulled up?
I bought a ticket. I called Cancer Society and bought a ticket.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah,
so they just had this at somebody's crib, huh?
Mm-hmm. It was a crazy house. But that the reason I went, because I looked, they had the name of the residence there. So I just went on Google and I was like, oh, shit. This house looked
Talk
serious.
About going after it, I saw.
So I just literally, I just bought a ticket.
You went on their network?
Yeah, I just literally bought a ticket, bro, and I just went. It was nice.
Here's my car.
So I like stuff like that.
You went shake some hands, kiss some babies.
Like, no, it wasn't no babies there. Oh.
But shook some hands.
Yeah, for
got,
sure.
Got some
for
girl sure, numbers and sure. stuff too.
No, it wasn't that type of party.
Oh, IG name or something.
No, it wasn't that type of event.
I'll fuck with him. Real quick, since you mentioned that, I saw the article about the National Trust, the land reserve. The couple had a fundraising dinner. I don't butcher their last names, but they're not from here. And they raised $250,000 US.
To purchase land.
To be reserved for environmental reasons. But the number just stood out at me. Like $250 US, bro, on a dinner? Like, there's a lot of money in Cayman that people be forgetting. A lot of money.
You forget when Bill Clinton came here, they were charging $1,500 for them tickets or whatever it was?
Yeah, I went to that.
You spent $1,500?
No, whoa. Let me finish. Pump your brakes, you know what I mean? Nah, I was given a ticket, man. I was given a ticket.
Victor, okay.
You know the corporations buy the tables and count. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
Tables of 10. But yeah, bro, that's when I saw that headline, $250, bro, on a dinner fundraising. I was like, yo, we...
Bro, them things? Those type of stuff?
Yeah. There's money here because
that were all the money.
You got more money here now than had like 5 years ago. Yeah. Tell you that.
I can only imagine. Yeah. I mean, like that restaurant Blue. I remember they had some special dinner. I mean, they're normally very expensive and all the
Eric Repair.
Yeah, but they had like some special dinner, $2,500 a plate,
something light. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's only came on
for five, six courses. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was like, damn.
Name it out.
Blue
and no, you know you got, cocoa. So not only $25, then you got like obviously you're gonna drink more, and then you got tip on top of that. So what's 20% on, like, and you know you're not tipping 20%. You can't tip 20%. You have to tip more than that,
especially if your boy at the table. Did 20. You know what I mean? How much you left? All
right,
hold on.
So you gotta go out with a cool five.
Yeah. And you know you had to get your girl right too. So you had to get her outfit,
new body, makeup, everything.
You don't want her next to Catherine looking like a bum, you know what I mean? So, I ain't got no more topics. I'm done. I thought Tyson did a fucking hell of a job just kind of sharing and putting shit in perspective for us. So, I thank you for joining us on the pod. You're more than welcome to come by anytime.
Yeah, man. Respect for that.
Very, very candid.
Invitation.
Yeah, very open. I did not expect to get the level of information we got.
I told Victor this. I said, look, you ask me something, I can tell you. I always a straight up person. I tell you straight. You understand? I can't see it no other way.
You can't hide it.
Yeah. Once I used to be a good liar when I was younger, you know. I can't lie, you know. I tried it, and I like, boy, I fucking suck at this now still.
Bro, Tyson, you know, I kind of set you up with two girls in your lifetime. You know that? Or you remember that?
I know one.
This sounds like it should be off the air.
We gonna say that for a part two, man.
D-Burger gonna edit this now.
Who the other one was?
I gotta tell you offline, man. We gonna say that for a part two.
I know one because I believe we were discussing her earlier.
Yeah, she married no more. We can. Yeah. Real quick, you've been listening to the Link Up Podcast. Find us on find us on the socials at Pod Link Up on IG. For those of you in the car sitting in traffic, cleaning up the house, passing time at work, we hope you enjoy hanging with us as much as we enjoy making this for you. Keep us in your thoughts and keep spreading this thing around. Until next time, enjoy your week out there. Be blessed. Be safe.
Yep.
Hopefully we'll be back together at the same time, same place next week.
And if you're not signed up for wristband yet, do it now, because we don't want to hear nothing when we lock off more costumes.
Boom.